Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jared Bacher is the Executive Vice President and Interim CEO of Visit Pittsburgh and joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jared, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Well, like we've told all our guests, we've all had better days and understand, but we're fortunate to be here to bring the story of what's going on minute by minute. Give us some idea, Jared, before all this happened, what a tourist destination Pittsburgh is.
Yeah, and you raise a good point. You know, a lot of residents in and around Pittsburgh don't really have an understanding of how impactful this industry is really across the entire region. You know, it's a $6.4 billion industry. It employs more than 43,000 people, or I should say it employed more than 43,000 people up until about a month ago. And we've just seen a devastating downturn, obviously, in business volumes. As you walk through the airport, if anybody's been through the airport recently, or if you go in and around the Central Business District or areas in Oakland or Lawrenceville or really any of our 90 neighborhoods across the city, it's a much, much different world than it was when we started the year.
And Jared, when Larry and I were up on Mount Washington, up on the Overlook, there was a couple, two people from Asheville, North Carolina, visiting the city. I heard Toronto was big. I know there a lot of traffic comes east for Steelers games, and then PNC Park also attracts a lot of out-of-staters. What region would most of our visitors normally come from throughout a year?
Most of our visitors come within what we refer to as our immediate drive market, which is about a three-hour radius of the city. So people will come in for a lot of the events that you described, whether they're sporting events, any of our cultural performances, concerts at PPG Arena or other venues, or any of the number of festivals. You know, if you're when we get back up and running very soon and you're hanging around Picklesburg or Pride or the Marathon, you will hear and visit and run into people from all over the place who have come in for these various events and activities. It's Pittsburgh really does have a good draw, and the amount of things that are going on here under normal circumstances, it's really remarkable.
And it's surprising, and I learned this from you guys over the years, Jared, is the Andy Warhol Museum is like numero uno for outside visitors coming to Pittsburgh, and places like Falling Water nearby in the Laurels.
Yep. Absolutely. The Warhol certainly is a big part of our cultural attractions and such. You know, Andy Warhol, of course, is an icon. Pittsburgh is blessed to have lots of icons that people associate with Pittsburgh in really positive ways. Falling Water is another place, as you mentioned, is a good example of how people come and experience the region. There's a lot of things, obviously, to do in and outside of what's just in the central part of Pittsburgh. There's a lot going on throughout the region, of course, and we're hoping to get back up and running as soon as possible. You know, we're keeping a very close eye on what's going on across the epidemic, the pandemic that we're currently facing. Our elected officials, our healthcare officials are guiding us through this process the best that they can. It's going to be an interesting path forward. We need to get our restaurants back open. It's to a point now, obviously, that a lot of our major hotels have closed. And we've never seen that before in our lives, in our entire careers, many of us, where we've seen actual hotels close down across the market. We see it in Pittsburgh. You see it in many cities across the country. It's unprecedented times for sure.
Yeah, and it's an affordable area to visit when it's all up and running. And Jared, when I was in New York, more than a few people came to me and said, you know, they were going to come to Pittsburgh to spend the weekend to take in a Pirates game and then also experience a lot of the food. I guess we've had a great renaissance in the restaurant industry, so we do need to get that up and running. How big is the food industry for tourism?
The food industry is a big part of it. You know, again, you know, we talk about the $6.4 billion. About 25% of that is directly spent within our restaurants. Hotels, transportation, attractions, entertainment are make up a lot of the other parts of that. But restaurants are very big for us, especially when you look at the type of foods and the different experiences that you can have in food service across the county. But also our distilleries, our breweries, all of that adds into a food and beverage experience that is really exceptional.
And we've heard from John Longstreet, who is the president and CEO of the Restaurant Lodging Association in the state, saying about a third of the restaurants are still hanging on doing takeout and delivery. But obviously, we all can't wait until we return to a more normal situation. But you can go to visitpittsburgh.com. It's a great resource for a lot of information, and I know you're keeping everybody up to date there as well, Jared.
Absolutely. Yeah, the website's a great resource. We're working to communicate with our 700 business partners as we go through this. We have to get through this as a community.
Appreciate your time and good luck. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.